Okay, this is the Replay Music 3 interface. I have Replay Music 3 up and running already. And the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure I'm in the PC cursor mode.
PC cursor.
Then I'm going to do Insert T. I'm using JAWS. I'm going to do Insert T as in Tango.
Title is Replay Music.
That's your title bar, Replay Music. Now I'm going to do a insert up arrow.
Record/stop record button.
Here's your records. Record/stop.
Record/stop record button.
Okay.
Record/stop record button.
Let's press our tab key.
Tab. Edit track button to activate. Press space bar.
Edit track button.
Tab. Help button to activate. Press space bar.
Pressing my tab key here. There's the help button.
Tab, list 1, list view, 0 items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
This is your list view list box. There's nothing in there. We're going to press our tab key.
Tab, burn CD button to activate, press space bar. Burn CD button to activate, press space bar.
There's a burn CD button. I've never used that.
Tab, about button to activate, press space bar.
There's an about button. Here's where you find your version number.
Tab, play track button to activate, press space bar.
Play track button, it's labeled, everything's labeled, okay?
Tab, settings button to activate,
settings
press space
button.
Bar. Tab, delete track button to activate, press space bar.
Delete track.
Tab, reset button to activate, press space bar.
Reset button.
Tab, minimize button to activate, press space bar.
Minimize button to minimize the application.
Tab, close button to activate, press space bar.
Close button, this is where you close the application.
Tab, move up track button to activate, press space bar.
This is how you move up the track in the list.
Tab, move down track button to activate, press space bar.
Move down track button.
Tab, split track button to activate, press space bar.
Split track button.
Tab, record/stop record button to activate, press space bar.
And we're back around. We landed back on the record slash stop record. I can never get that right. Let's see if there's a status bar. I'm going to do insert numpad 3.
Graphic 585, graphic 7.
Nothing. So, the developer has gone out of his way to label all these buttons, just for you to know. Okay. Let's see if I have anything. Let's go to the about button to see what's in there.
Tab, edit track, tab, help button, tab, list 1, list view, tab, burn C, tab, about button to activate, press space bar.
Oh, this is what I forgot to say. When you land on a button on the interface of the application, do not use your enter key. Do not use your enter key. Always use your space bar to activate a button. Again, always use your space bar to activate a button on the Replay Music 3 interface. This is important. We're on the about button.
About button.
I'm going to press the space bar.
Space. About Replay Music dialog. Replay Music version 3.
Okay. Let's do a control home.
Top of file. OK button.
Let's down arrow. We don't hear nothing. So you have to use your root JAWS to PC cursor.
JAWS cursor. Root JAWS to PC. Top of file. About Replay Music dialog. Close symbol.
Let's down arrow. It's a dialog box.
Replay Music version 3.1012-20-2007.
Okay. The version number and the date it was released in December.
Graphic 790, the ultimate streaming music recorder. Registered version.
Is it registered version?
RAR 12 copyright left parent C right.
I had to skip the product key. Okay.
All rights reserved. Okay button. Okay button.
Okay.
PC cursor.
I pressed the root jaw to PC cursor. And now I'm going to press the escape key.
Escape about button to activate. Press space bar.
We landed back on the about button on the main interface of Replay Music 3.
About button.
Let's see what else I can show you.
Tab. Play track button to act. Tab. Settings button to activate. Press space bar. Tab. Delete track button. Tab. Reset button. Tab. Minimize button to activate.
Okay,
press space bar.
Let's show you that. I'm on the minimize
button.
I'm going to press the space bar.
Space.
Let's see if it did minimize. I'm going to do insert T for title bar.
No window is active. Press Windows key plus M to go to the desktop.
No window. It is nothing active. Let's do a Windows key plus M.
Windows M. Desktop. Folder view. List view. Replay Music 3.0. 14 of 4.
I'm on back on my desktop. Let's press the tab key till we land in the taskbar tray.
Tab. Start button to open. Press Enter.
Here's your start button.
Tab. Running applications toolbar to activate. Press spacebar. Jaws button.
Applications. I heard Jaws is running in the taskbar tray. Let's left arrow.
Replay music button.
Replay music button. Let's see.
Jaws button.
Okay.
Replay music button.
Here's replay music button icon in the taskbar tray. Let's press enter.
Enter. Replay music dialog. Record / stop record button to activate. Press space bar.
Just like that, the program is back in focus. Let's do an insert T.
Title is Replay Music. Record / stop record button.
That's the one button. Let's make sure we can tab to the buttons.
Tab. Edit track button to activate. Tab. Help button to add. Tab. List one. List view. Tab.
I'm pressing
burn
my tab
button
key
to
here.
Activate. Tab. About button. Tab. Play track button. Tab. Settings button. Tab. Delete track button. Tab. Reset button. Tab. Minimize button. Tab. Close button to activate.
Okay,
press
let's
space
close the program. We're on the close button.
Close button.
You can press your space bar on it.
Space.
Let's do an insert T to see if it closed.
Title is.
There's nothing there. Title list. Let's do a Windows key plus M as in mic.
Windows M. Desktop. Folder view. List view. Replay music 3.
Let's check our taskbar tray to see if it's still running.
Tab. Start button. Tab. Taskbar jaws.
There's nothing. I'm clicking my left and right arrow keys in the taskbar tray.
Tab, notification area system tray to move between the buttons. Use the left and right arrows.
We're in the system tray.
System tray Norton antivirus auto dash protect enable button to move between.
I'm pressing my left and right arrow keys in the system tray to see what icons are in there.
Did DNS update or IP colon Windows Messenger dash not volume button 11.7. Notification area system tray to move between the tab desktop.
We're back on the desktop, the main part of the screen. I'm going to do an insert function key F11 to see if anything is in there still.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. Updates are ready for your computer. Click here to download these updates. 1 of 5 to move to an item.
Left down arrow.
Norton antivirus auto dash protect enabled.
That's not the replay music. I know it's not running here.
Did DNS update or
no.
IP Windows Messenger back volume?
No, it's not running in the system tray.
Escape, folder view, list view, replay music 3.0, 14 of 4.
We're back on the desktop. Let's do an insert F10 to see what's in our taskbar tray.
Window list dialog, running applications list box, desktop 1 of 2, to move to an item press the arrow keys. Jaws minimized. Desktop, Jaws min-
So it's not running in the taskbar. I verified it two different ways. Replay Music 3 did close successfully.
Escape. No window is active. Press-
Let's go back to the desktop.
Windows M. Desktop. Folder view. List view. Replay music 3.0. 14 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Thank you.